What do the world's best marketers know that you don't? Today, we're reacting to lessons from marketing's elite, and I'm going to decode exactly what they're saying so that you can apply it in your business. Most people think it's about creativity or budget. Well, it's not. It's about understanding psychology, positioning, and the hidden frameworks that the best marketers use. Let's see what they've got to share. Welcome to the Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and recipient of Gold Stevie International Business Award, among many others. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to become impossible to ignore? Let's get started.
Marketing can make you a millionaire. Building a brand will make you a billionaire. After hanging out with Richard Branson and asking him, what is the most important skill in business to learn, to perfect, to get great at, to master? And he says brand. I still didn't understand it because I was in the mindset of marketing. Marketing trends come and go, man. Brand is one of those things. If you do it right and you continuously pour into it, it gets more valuable. And there's a disproportionate pricing power that you get back. A blank t-shirt you can buy for $3. Depending on the value of the brand, you put a logo on that t-shirt. Now you can sell it for $30. A different logo you can sell for $300. A different logo you can sell it for $3,000.
Interesting. I love all the teachings of Richard Branson. He's got so many great messages for us all. And this particular one being brand. And then he tips everything into brand. And you can see it in all of his brands. Virgin, the master of the brand, the master of taglines, making the air fair. I still love that tagline. It resonates with me. So in this world of people questioning right now, does branding matter? Does more content matter? What matters? So are you putting your efforts into building your brand, or are you just becoming another piece of noise in your industry? You want to charge more. You want to make more revenue. The way you can do it is through brand, building your brand, making it something recognizable, making it something distinctive, making it something that sets you apart from every other competitor in your industry. That's where the real winners are made. Thanks, Richard Branson. Thanks for sharing this one. Now, on to the next reel.
Attention beats marketing 1,000% of the time.
Right.
You can market, yes, market, and talk, but what's going to get attention? Yeah. Most people have a marketing plan, but do you have an attention plan?
Love that. Do you have an attention plan? What makes people stop scrolling? What makes people look at you? Building attention plans into your marketing plan. What a great idea. Let's keep watching.
There's difference. When you create attention, you're doing something no one else has done before. That's what gets attention. Marketing doesn't get attention unless it's different.
Yeah, Gary Vee talks about this all the time, that we are in an attention economy because we are not just vying against our competitors, against our industry. We are vying for time in people's lives. You make something worth watching, worth stopping for, making it different to what they're used to seeing, stopping the scroll. The more dwell time that you have on your business, on your brand, the more opportunity you have to sell to them.
So like, all right, what are we going to do to create attention? And so we had to name the team contest. Every team does that, but they usually pick the one that everyone wants. We did,
yes,
not do that. So everyone was that you need to be the spirits or the anchors or the ports or something that fits Savannah.
Sure.
No. Actually, yeah, a lot of people were suggesting the Braves. I'm like, there's a team in Georgia called the Braves.
Right.
We're not going to be the Braves.
Right.
So finally, we saw this one suggestion, just one out of thousands, from a 62-year-old nurse.
Right.
The suggestion was bananas.
How interesting. When we put a bunch of people together in a room, what are people likely to do? Agree or take the safe option. Okay, it's risky trying to stand out, being different. And they named their team the Bananas, I kind of wanted to say with my American flavor. But how brave. If you are trying to gather attention, you can't play safe. You have to take a risk. You have to be brave. You have to be prepared to do something that no one else is prepared to do. And instead of calling your team the Spirits, the Braves, that you call your team the Bananas. Go Bananas. I want to say bananas again, but tomato, tomato. But great lesson in that. What's your business doing to gain attention? What's it doing differently? If you're going to come up with the name of your next product, campaign, service, is it something different or is it something that just merely blends in? Because blending in will just merely leave you to be forgotten. Let's have a look at the next reel.
Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing, or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes, and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode.
The top companies in Shark Tank history:
Socks.
And a sponge.
Yes.
$1.3 billion worth of sponges. She's slinging plastic like Happy Meals.
Absolutely. There's
nothing new in this world. I always say it. The voice is not new. No. It's just American Idol.
It is a reiteration. We get stuck with this concept as business owners, right? We're sitting at home. We're thinking. We're wasting countless hours going, I just got to come up with the next greatest thing. You know, like the post-it note or the USB charger, but we frankly don't. A lot of great ideas out there. I just need a little slight iteration, a little improvement. If you see an opportunity in an existing product to make it better, go and do it. Explore it. If your product or service needs a little iteration to make it better and different, that's the opportunity. That's what these products and successful businesses are teaching us. Sponges, you know, Scrub Daddy didn't invent a sponge. They just made sponges fun, have a personality, and they sold literally millions. The opportunity is this: what can you do to slightly adapt, adjust your existing product or service to make it better for consumers? Always has to be with the consumer in mind. Not what you think, but what actually makes their lives better, gets them closer to their goals or further away from their pain. Look forward to hearing from you. Now, let's head into the next video.
I call this reverse benchmarking. You don't make yourself like your competitors. You find out one thing your competitors are weirdly bad at, and you double down on that. And I noticed this pattern, everything from Apple to Bucky's to the Moxie Hotel. All of these really successful innovations are a product of reverse benchmarking. 11 Madison Park, number 50 restaurant in the world, San Pellegrino Awards, wants to get to number one. He takes his whole team out to the number one restaurant in the world, and everybody starts making lists of what they do really well so they can copy them. Will is not interested in any of that. Right. They're already doing it. So what's the point? Let's ask a different question. What didn't they do well? The chefs, a lot of them drink beer, not wine, because being honest people, they think that beer's a great drink and wine's a load of wank. So the beer was disappointing, coffee was disappointing. So he goes back to his own restaurant and says, right, you, guy who's a coffee nut, you're now the coffee sommelier, and your job is to make this the best coffee experience in any restaurant in the US. Yes. And the other guy from the kitchens, who's a total craft ale nut, is the beer sommelier. Not many people in a Michelin three-star restaurant are for beer, but they're just expecting nothing. They expect, yeah, we got this on draft, and we got this in a can.
Great. Don't focus on what everyone else is competing at or trying to win at. I've talked about this before. If you can, as a business, make yourself the only place where customers can actually get that product from, that combination of service from, a unique experience from, guess what? Your competition dilutes. You are sitting alone on your own self-made island, and the only way that people can gain that experience, that product, that combination, is by coming to you, choosing you. Make yourself different. Stop competing on the same levels that everyone else is. Stop going after the same customers, the same repeat trade that you've always gone after or your industry goes after. Find something different. Find something that the others are not promoting, and you will find that you will then be creating yourself a space where only you and maybe potentially a small few others operate. I hope you've enjoyed these viral videos where I get to share a little bit about my knowledge on what's trending out there, what's happening in the marketing world online, so that you can relate to it and bring it into your business. Until next episode, see you then.
Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS, and let's keep turning clarity into action.